Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Freedom from Addiction segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? I cannot believe what we've gone through after we're talking about March, and we're marching into March. I couldn't believe it was March. Then how our lives just gone completely batty, crazy to how it's affected my family, how it's affected my business and where I want to grow my business, to even how it's affecting me as a broadcast journalist about where we're going because of this coronavirus. And I'm shocked. I wouldn't have thought this a week and a half ago when we recorded last, where we would be at this place.
Well, Neil, we're at a place in world history that we've never been at before. And this can be absolutely terrible. It could ruin all the economies in the world. And, you know, if that happens, what are we going to do? So I've got a report today, and I'm going to try to give you some information that will help point you in the right direction of what you can do and what you should not do. And as time goes on, maybe in a day, maybe in a week, when I get some more information, I'll bring it to you. So you want to remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel and tell your friends to subscribe to it also. So if something important comes up that you need to know about, you won't miss it. Yeah. Today's program, we're going to talk about the information that I got from a virologist, medical doctor from California. His name is James Robb. And he's been studying the coronavirus for since the early 70s. And he's known in his field for his research and developing information about the multiple clinical transfers into the human population of viruses like SARS and MERS that originated from different animal sources. Now, the current projection for the expansion in the United States are only probable at this point due to continued insufficient worldwide data, but it is most likely to be widespread in the United States as early as mid to late March. And we're at mid-March right now. So what we're suggesting is that this may get a lot worse soon. So Dr. Robb in communication said, here's what he does and the precautions that he takes. And they are the same precautions currently used during our influenza season, except adding on masks and gloves. So here they are. There are seven things that you ought to know about. You might want to get out a pen and write down the headings so that you'll remember them. First, no handshaking. You can fist bump, slightly bow, elbow bump, or whatever, but no handshaking. Two, only use your knuckle to touch light switches, elevator buttons, and the like. Lift the gasoline dispenser and hose with a paper towel or disposable glove. Three, open doors with your closed fist or hips, but don't grasp the handle with your hand unless there is no other way to open the door. This is especially important in bathrooms, the post office, and commercial doors. Four, use disinfectant wipes at stores where they're available, including wiping the handle and child seat in buggies and If they don't have any wipes, bring your own wipes. 5, wash your hands frequently for 10 to 30 seconds with soap and wash them vigorously. If you don't have any soap, you want to have a hand sanitizer, but I understand that they're selling out, so you need to go by the store and pick up some. One report was that they were selling for as much as $600 at one vendor for a pack of hand sanitizers, and that is just obscene.
It's terrible.
So try to get them, you know, inexpensively. If you can't find them anymore, they're sold out. I went over to Dollar Store and found an alcohol-based isopropyl alcohol for a dollar, and it was 50%. Now, you want to get at least 50% alcohol in a sanitizer that you're going to use. And this is important to have a sanitizer in your car, in your home, at least 2 different places in your home, close to the front door, probably in the kitchen. And you want to use it whenever you think that there's a possibility that you may have touched something that came from the community that is contaminated. And 7, if possible, and you're going to cough or sneeze, do it into a disposable tissue and then discard it immediately. Some people say cough into your elbow, but do this only if you have to, because the clothing on your elbow will contain the infectious virus that can be passed on for up to a week or more. I would suggest if you're out in the community and your community has been exposed to coronavirus, that you take off your clothes when you come back to the house. Do the hand washing procedure, wash your clothes. And this is 7 things that you can do. Now, with respect to preparing, you need to stock up and get ready to be ahead of the pandemic spread in this country. I want you to buy latex, or if you're allergic to latex, nitrile disposable gloves. Those are the blue ones. Use them when you go shopping, to the gas station, and all outside activities where you may come in contact with a contaminated person and with the virus. Now, this virus is spread in large droplets by someone coughing or sneezing them. And this means that the air will not be affected, but the droplets drop on countertops and anything that comes within a 6 to 8 foot distance from the infected person. And they may stay, like I said earlier, on those surfaces for up to a week or more, and then you come along and touch them. Now, everything that is associated with infected people can be contaminated and potentially infectious. The viruses are on the surfaces, and you won't be infected unless you have an unprotected face and someone directly coughs or sneezes into your face. Now, remember that this virus has only receptors for lung cells. The only way that a virus can get into your body is through your nose or through your mouth. And this being the case, you have to
call from +1 828 513 1524.
I'm going to get rid of this call. Just hold on with me a second. Everything in the world is turning upside down. Okay, so I was saying that a virus will affect you through your nose or your mouth, and you will bring it into your body with your hands that's touched something that has been contaminated. So stock up now on disposable masks before they're no longer available. You have the mask to prevent yourself from touching your nose or your mouth. And the average adult will touch their nose or their mouth somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 times per day. And if you have that mask on, you won't be able to take the contaminated virus into your body. So it's not so much for the sneezing that the mask is going to stop the droplets, but it's for those droplets that hit something, you touch them, and then you touch yourself. And so you want to stock up on hand sanitizers, like we said, that have at least 50% alcohol concentration, and use latex or nitrile gloves and get them in appropriate sizes for your various family members' hand sizes. They need to be alcohol-based, and they need to be 50% or greater with alcohol to be effective. Now, here's something that most everybody that I'm talking to don't know about, but you need to get zinc lozenges. These lozenges have been proven to be effective in blocking coronavirus and most other viruses too, from multiplying in your throat and nasopharynx. You use as directed on the box several times a day. When you begin to feel any cold-like symptoms beginning, or if you're going to a function where other people who might be positive may be present, it's best to lay down while using these lozenges because it coats the throat better. But they are effective even if you take them standing up at an event. You want to let them dissolve in the saliva mixed with the back of your throat. There's one brand name called Cold Ease, but there are others. I went into a pharmacy yesterday and found 50 of these for $4.02. But they only had three bottles left. So don't delay on that.
I think it's stocking up and everything, as you're saying, and it sounds like, to kind of summarize, and we'll continue to hear this great information, is you're hearing different things and you're thinking the worst, not the the latter end of some people saying, don't worry about it, this is no big deal. You're concerned about this virus and what it's going to do to the United States in the next 3 weeks.
That's right, Neil, because we don't have any immunity to this virus. Once we get it, we don't have any specific medication that will fight it. And it may be a year before we get that. So in the meantime, we're at the mercy of the spread of this virus. And I, as many others do, hope that this pandemic will be reasonably contained. I personally don't think it will be. Humans have never seen this animal-associated virus before. And like I said, they have no internal defense against it. Now, tremendous worldwide efforts are being made to better understand the molecular and clinical virology. And significant knowledge has been obtained, but there will be no drugs or vaccines available this year to protect us or limit the infection within us. And only symptomatic support is currently available and the death rate is high. So during this potentially catastrophic pandemic, you are welcome to share any of this information supplied by myself or Dr. Rob. And I would just say good luck to all of us. You should subscribe to my podcast at www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com to keep up with this rapidly changing threat. And that's the update for today, and I'll keep you advised as significant things come on that you need to know about.
Well, it's concerning, and I'm heading to the grocery store tonight to stock up in a couple places and look at things that we could have that are that we can stock up for some time, but ultimately look at right now what food, because people are going crazy at certain grocery stores, and we'll see what our president has to say in a couple hours that people have already heard, but we haven't yet, about this national state of emergency. And everyone needs to check you out at RevWynHendersonMD.com, and I appreciate you coming by today.
Yeah, Neil, let me just say that there are 300 and some million people in the country that are going to be thinking the same thing that you're thinking. And there's not enough supplies on hand to handle all of them. So take advice and prepare for the worst.
Before it becomes craziness and you don't want to go out till we control it. So I appreciate you coming by, and hopefully better news next week.
I hope so, Neil.
All right. Okay. That was the Freedom from Addiction segment, everybody. Take care.